In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, more than a dozen investors apply for licenses to participate in the local medicinal cannabis industry in the last week. Owners in the Transport Board's TAP program pulled their buses off the road for non-payment of money from the state-owned entity. But the chairman of the board says efforts are being made to pay the owners. Fire damages a house at Vauxhall Gardens in Christchurch. A well-known local baker passes on. Trinidad records its first UK variant of the COVID-19 virus. And US Senate Republicans want a delay to the start of the impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump. Good evening, I'm Wendy Burke with the details to the news. Some 16 investors have applied for licenses from the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority since its online application platform opened this week. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight told the media that 15 of the applicants remain in draft, while one local investor with up to an acre of land has applied for two licenses to cultivate and import cannabis material. She says expressions of interest have also come from California and Canada.
We just have laboratory and processor thus far that we haven't seen any applications, but we're confident that those will be filled. So we've had applications for cultivation. Again, those are in draft. So outside of the one that has been submitted, the majority of the other applications for cultivation are actually in Tier 1. We also have applications for retail distributor, for transport, for research and development, and also as well import and export. But we are still continuing our efforts and engagement to ensure that everybody has all the information necessary.
She noted a track and trace system for the industry will be introduced by the end of next month.
What this system will allow us to do is to be able to monitor every single input in the industry and to be able to track it so that the very first import that comes in all the way through that entire value chain from cultivator to processor to retail to R&D, laboratory, everybody would be required to enter all of their information into the track and trace so that anytime we are able to monitor what is happening within the industry, not only in terms of being able to see when there's a security issue, but as well to see what are the activities, what's moving most, what are the most strains that are coming into the industry.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. Some operators in the Transport Board's Transportation Augmentation Program, TAP, staged a work stoppage this morning protesting the non-payment of monies for the last 2 months. They say it covers concessionary rides by pensioners, police officers, and school children. The former Transport Board workers say management of the Transport Board has not been sticking to an agreed payment date of the 15th of each month.
We have loans to pay back. We have mortgages to pay. We have employees working, we have maintenance, you have road tax, you have children's support. We have people whose vehicles are off the road because they have no money for maintenance. The ridership on the road is already slow and we are struggling every day to keep these buses on the road.
Some days run the route and make money and you put in diesel, so you got $50 left back. You can't even pay yourself.
And to carry the pensioners, you already made a loss, and then you got to wait 3 or 4 months to be paid. It cannot be right. $2,100 I have to look for when the month comes. I can't get my money from Transport Board.
Spokesman for the group, Hudine Hines, told Starcom Network News the situation requires ministerial intervention.
We also have a lot of other issues, which we have had meetings before with Transport Board management, but they have not gotten back to us as yet as the many problems and issues that we're having. This is supposed to be a partnership and we're supposed to be working together. But so far, the partnership is not working in our favor when it comes to the management of Transport Board. And we seriously would like the Prime Minister and or the Minister of Transport to step in because we are not aware if the Prime Minister knows exactly what is going on. We have people struggling on the roads.
spokesman for the group of TAP owners, Hudin Hines. Chairman of the Transport Board, Ian Prescott, admitted to the late payments. He told Starcom Network News that the state-owned corporation is in discussions with its parent ministry to rectify the issue.
We were really hoping to have this resolved a lot earlier. I would appreciate that there are a number of issues in the country at the moment that are preventing this from happening. So, for example, the ridership and so on is down on the all of the buses, all of the vehicles, and that's significantly impacted the finances of the transport board and made it a lot more difficult to ensure timely payments to the top operators. We do regret this, but we are trying to work very hard to try and rectify the situation.
Chairman of the Transport Board, Ian Prescott. A mid-morning blaze has destroyed the front bedroom and contents of a house in Christchurch. Reports indicate that the two-bedroom wall structure at Vauxhall Gardens was occupied by a mother and two children. Two fire tenders, one from Bridgetown and another from the Worthing Station, with nine fire officers were dispatched to the scene. The handing over of vending stalls at the Fairchild Street Market Village to the Barbados Association of Retailers, Entrepreneurs and Vendors has been delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Word of this from Agriculture Minister Indar Weir, who told Starcom Network News that the complex outfitted with 22 stalls was to be completed last October.
After the inspectors looked at them, they have to put in some additional equipment, extractor fans. They have to spec the stalls based on what the vendors want, and vendors have different requirements. So Barvin took a decision to delay the handing over to this month. But given the fact that we're dealing with COVID now, once that situation can be settled, we would then come back to dealing with the handing over of the stalls in phase one.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir. The owner of one of the island's well-known baking families has passed away. Starcom Network News understands that Andy Nichols, the CEO of Baker's Mart and the brother of Andrew Nichols, who owns Nichols Bakeries, died last night. Former president of the Barbados Manufacturers Association, Peter Miller, recalled Andy as a pioneer in the local baking industry.
As far as his business side of things are concerned, I thought he was pretty innovative. When he had the bakery there in Eagle Hall, he started doing things that a lot of bakeries followed now, even Purdy, where you could go there and buy sandwiches, you could go there and get, you know, deli cuts of things. And most bakeries didn't offer that, but now you'll find that places like, as I said, Purdy and Jeffrey got an outlet now, and food. Crumbs now have, you can get ham cutters there. So I think he was a bit of a pioneer in that sense. His brother, of course, as you know, Nichols Bakery is another trailblazer. And I'm hoping that the family will carry on the tradition. His bakery is the one in Eagle Hall.
That was Peter Miller. Trinidad and Tobago has confirmed its first case of UK COVID variant. The Ministry of Health says the patient is a returning national who travelled from the United Kingdom.
The Ministry of Health says the national provided a negative PCR test, which was taken 72 hours prior to departure from the United Kingdom. Upon arrival in Trinidad and Tobago, the national was immediately placed in state quarantine in a single room and was transferred directly to an isolation area at the Cuba Hospital and Multi-Training Facility once the positive COVID-19 result was confirmed. The presence of the COVID-19 variant of concern UK, variant B117, was confirmed via a gene sequencing study at the Faculty of Medical Sciences at the University of the West Indies.
That report from TTT News. Republicans in the U.S. Senate want Democrats to delay the start of former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial until February. They argue that this will give Trump time to prepare a defense. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is reviewing the Republicans' request.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists a trial of Donald Trump must proceed.
I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on.
The Senate sits as a high court of impeachment in which senators will decide whether to convict the accused of the charges. Although Democrats now have control of the Senate with Kamala Harris as the deciding vote, an impeachment conviction requires a two-thirds majority. Earlier this week, Republican then-majority leader Mitch McConnell signaled he was open to convicting Trump. No date for the impeachment trial has yet been set, but McConnell has suggested the House send the charge to the Senate on the 28th of January and give Trump 2 weeks to prepare his pre-trial brief.
That report from ABC News. A recap of the headlines. More than a dozen investors apply for licenses to participate in the local medicinal cannabis industry within the last week. Drivers in the Transport Board's TAP program pulled their buses off the road for non-payment of monies owed. Chairman of the Transport Board says efforts are being made to pay the owners. Fire damages a house at Vauxhall Gardens in Christchurch. A well-known local baker passes on. Trinidad records its first UK variant of the COVID-19 virus. And US Senate Republicans want a delay to the start of the impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump. That's been the evening edition from Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke. Do have a good evening.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.